I'm here with our number 21, Grant Tormin. Grant, it's been a weekend of highs and lows. For you particularly, we should start with the Fife win. It was an away win. And you really came to shine in that game, your hat trick. How did you feel about that game?
Obviously, I felt pretty good about it. We came in there with a very short bench, not a lot of guys. And any time you do that, you know that you just kind of have to pull together and everyone's working for each other. And we went into Fife. It's an ugly road trip. And we went in there and we did that. We all played really well and kind of stuck up for each other. And when things are going well, just the bounces start to come and things just were... It was my kind of night and I was getting the bounces and sure enough, three of them go in.
You know, it was an incredibly short bench last night and in fact this weekend. Last night there were 11 players plus the two netminders. Did you feel the pressure as a player to kind of think, I need to go out there, I need to give 150%?
It's not so much putting the pressure on yourself. You realize, we've been playing the game long enough, you can realize when you need to step up and do a little more. We're such a short bench that you don't even have the time to stop and think about it. You're right back on the ice as soon as you get off. You're changing two lines at one point. We're rolling for most of the weekend. So you don't even have much time to stop and think about it. You just keep going and the harder you work, you kind of get on a roll and short bench, it's easy to get up for.
How does it compare with other teams that you played for?
I've never done this before. This is pretty crazy. It's to be expected that throughout any season you're going to be short benched at some point. Injuries are, it's just a natural occurrence. You know what's going to happen later on as the year goes on. But this is it's almost funny. We kind of laugh in the dressing room where we're heading to the third period. We got six forwards, 3D. We're like, well, we've been doing this the last three games, so we kind of know what we're doing. We're used to it. It's nothing new to us. So we kind of do up our chin strap, get out there, and go to work.
Tonight was also a tough game. It turned out to be a home loss against Brayhead. I imagine, yep, the score has been cleared down. What was your reaction to today's game?
Very tough. It was very tough. We knew that we were going to not really have our legs for the first bit of the game, coming back from a late arrival last night from Fife. So we knew that it was going to be a tough one, and we came in, and it just... We did everything we wanted to do for the first two periods. We played awesome. We just rolled short shifts, worked hard, played simple. But it just kind of, I don't know. We fell apart a little bit in the third period, which unfortunately we've done a few too many times. And whether it be being tired, mental mistakes, however you want to write it off, we kind of fell apart. And that's definitely not the result we wanted. We're not happy with it.
The goals came from Valček and also Siska, who both of them seemed to really enjoy those goals tonight. How was that for kind of morale for the team when those goals came in?
It's awesome, especially when you're playing with a short bench. It's just morale's almost high when you just want to see guys do well. We want to win so badly because we know we're behind the eight ball. We're kind of the underdogs just starting off. So when we're seeing them go in, it's so easy to get excited. And you can see it on their faces. The whole bench, all seven of us jump up. Like it's almost exciting, especially when it's a tight game and we're keeping it real close there. And then, I don't know, fell apart.
It wasn't all roses, though, I suppose. That seemed to be a couple of the guys who perhaps picked up injuries. Pasha has obviously got a knock to the nose there. Matt Patton, your good friend, how is he doing at the moment?
He's in a little bit of pain right now. When the trainer came in and said he probably won't be going for the third period, that's when you know he's probably hurt, because that guy he'll play with a broken neck if he was able to. So it's tough seeing guys go down. It is inevitable. You know it's going to happen late in the season. And all the props to Pasha. He's coming back with an exploded nose. He was blood everywhere, and he didn't miss a shift. So it's good to see guys rally together. It sucks when guys go down, but you can't worry about it too much. That's just another guy. Go out, keep playing. We still have to play as a core group.
It does feel as though the story for Storm, nobody knows what's going to happen at the end. In the next 3 weeks, three games per week. Next weekend is a trip to Scotland for two. We have Brayhead on the Friday, Edinburgh on the Saturday, and back home for Fife on the Sunday. What are your thoughts ahead of those games, well, next week and the following weeks?
Well, it's going to be the first three games in three nights for us of the year. And I mean, all the guys are used to it in previous seasons. You've done it in your career beforehand. So we know it's going to be tough, especially we're going to get a couple bodies back, but we know we probably won't have a full roster. So it's going to be the exact same thing. The boys are going to be going to war once again, and it's going to be rallying together. And putting on your work boots. It's exciting. We like going on these road trips. We like spending the night over somewhere and hanging out as a team. So it's going to be exciting. No one can knock the Manchester Storm for not putting out exciting games.
You were always so positive, Grant Tallman. Is there ever a time where you're like, shucks, and like, this isn't going our way?
I try my best not to. It doesn't help anyone when you're down. It's easy to get negative when things aren't going your way. So we need a couple rays of sunshine in the dressing room to keep guys going.
Mr. Positive Tallman, thank you very much for your time.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Awesome. Thank you very much. Take care.
Enjoy.